Dear friends, dear Talmidim, dear Bakanta, wonderful people, as we come into Hanukkah, let us schmooze together a little bit, something which might inspire all of us. In the Nusach of Alanissim, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and we thank Hashem for his help, and we say, V'ato brachamecho rabim omadto lehem be'istrosom. Hashem helped us, stood by our side at a difficult time. And then we say a number of expressions which seem to be repetitive. Ravto es rivom, danto es dinom, nokamto es nikmosom. Three things which seem to be saying the same thing. And this is discussed in the Elie Rabba and Orcha Shulchan, in various of the Achronim. And they explain the Klal Yisrael at the time was suffering from a number of different angles. One of them, obviously, from the Greeks themselves. Nokamto es nikmosom. But there was also an internal machlokes in Klal Yisrael. How do we react to the Greeks? How are we to contend with the problem created by Greek culture? There was a dialogue, or shall we say, a machlokes in Klal Yisrael, how to react to anti-Semitism. Should we try to change, try to find ways of living in a way that's less obtrusive and less likely to make the Greeks angry with us? Or should we ignore their protestations and continue with our Torahidic way of life? This is what's famous as called the Misyavnim, those Yidden who felt and argued that the way to contend with the Greeks is to give up some parts of our Yiddishkeit. And in this way, we will avoid and avert the anti-Semitism. And Chazal HaKadoshim, Bimei Mordechai, Bimei Matisyahu, they fought and they said, no giving in, no changing. The anti-Semitism isn't going to go away by changes in our Yiddishkeit. Ravto es rivom, Hashem, you argued our arguments. You showed that the argument that Matisyahu argued against all the Misyavnim who wanted to join the Greek culture and the Greek way of life, they were wrong, and the correct way is to go ahead with our Torah and our Yiddishkeit. Arav Hutn in Pachad Yitzchak discusses this, that in the other Golos, in the Golos of Bovel and other Golosan of Modai, we don't find that there were people who were Misyavnim. Misyavnim is limited to the Greeks and to the story of Hanukkah. We find in the Gemara the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, who was told that if he continues giving a shia of Torah Barabim, he's going to be killed, the Asor Arugei Malchus, and he continued giving his shia. And Pappas ben Yehuda came to Rabbi Akiva to convince him to give up his shia, stop saying a shia. And in that way, he'll save his life. And Rabbi Akiva told him the very famous moshel, in the same way that the fox says to the fish, leave the water, and in this way you will avoid the nets who are trying, the fishermen who are trying to drag you out and kill you. Come on to the dry land, says the fox, and I will look after you, says the fish to the fox. Obviously, this is Mokim Chiyusenu. In the water is a Mokim Chiyusenu. If even in the Mokim Chiyusenu, the place where I belong, my natural habitat, I'm in danger, all the more so how dangerous it'll be for me if I leave the water. So too, says Rabbi Akiva to Pappas, if we are in danger when we're learning Torah, can you imagine the danger if we leave the Torah? And the simple explanation of this Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to Pappas that leaving the Shia and stopping saying the Shia would save Klal Yisrael in a physical way. But Rabbi Akiva says, spiritually, we're going to lose out if we stop learning Torah. Difficult to understand, if so, the moshel of Rabbi Akiva to the fish in the water. All the more so that the Eid Yaakov has a geus in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva says to Pappas, You're not a clever man. You're a stupid man. Can you call somebody stupid if he's trying to save you physically and he feels that it's worth it? It says Rabbeinu Shapiro from Lublin, Pshat in this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva wasn't saying to Pappus that if we leave the Gemara and we stop saying the Shia, then we will be in spiritual danger. Klal Yisrael will leave the Torah. Rabbi Akiva is saying to Pappus, we will then be in physical danger. The purpose of anti-Semitism is to keep Klal Yisrael separate and away from the Goyim. Says Rabbi Akiva to Pappus, if even when we're learning Torah, the Greeks or the Romans make decrees against us, can you imagine if we're prepared to give up the Torah, if we join the Greek ideology, if we join their way of life, can you imagine the decrees that they will make against us, which Hashem will make them make these decrees in order to keep us separate from the Goyim? Says Rabbi Akiva to Pappus that you're called a tippish. If you think that you can avoid anti-Semitism by giving in, by being mevat on your Yiddishkeit, by being mevat on your limud haTorah, and you think that way anti-Semitism is going to stop, says Rabbi Shapira, and he lived before the Second World War, that if we get too close to the Goyim around us, then the decrees and the tzoras that we will suffer in their hands will only increase. There is a very beautiful vort of the Dubna Magid. We lean in these parshas we just had this Shabbos, Vayeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv, and we go on, Miketz Vayigash, the whole story of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. First, the Meforshim point out, Vayeshiv Yaakov is a Lashon of Yeshiva, he lived Bekvius. Megurei Oviv is the place, Megurei, where his father was a stranger, sojourned. Pasuk could have said, Vayeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Yeshivas Oviv, Vayogar Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. And the Meforshim explain that Yitzchak felt at all times a stranger. Even though he was in Eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Megurei Oviv, he felt he's a stranger. And therefore he was kept apart. Vayeshiv Yaakov. Yaakov was zoich at all his shvatim, and they felt comfortable and at home. And there was a worry that we'll become too much part of the society around us. And immediately, miyad kofatzal of roigzeh shel Yosef, we have to go down to Mitzrayim. Pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Geri Yezarcho Be'eretz Lo Lahem V'Vodem Vinu Oisem Abra Me'ez Shona. And the Medrash tells us that Hashem reckoned the 400 years from the time the Yitzchak was born. Obviously, it has to be worked out what the Pasuk means. Pasuk says, V'Vodem Vinu Oisem Abra Me'ez Shona. That's discussed already. But the question is, what sort of decision did Hashem make at the Bris Ben Absalom? Do we need 400 years of Golos? Then we should be 400 years subjugated in Mitzrayim. Do we need 400 years of just living in Eretz Canaan like Yitzchak? Then why do we go to Mitzrayim? What are these different stages? Says the Dubna Magid, Hashem said, Geri Yezarcho. You need 400 years to learn the lesson that you're only a stranger and you don't belong to the society around you. Yitzchak was able to be in Eretz Yisrael and feel that way. Geri Yezarcho, that was okay. When it came to the stage when they felt too much at home, then we had to go to Eretz Lo'lehem, go to Mitzrayim, to be able to feel that you don't belong to the society around you. When we became too heimish in Mitzrayim, Vatimoleh Eretz Oisam, then there came Vavodim Vinu Oisam. All this was only different ways of ensuring that we will feel at all times Geri Yezarcho. This is the way that Matisyahu taught us to cope with anti-Semitism. This was the fight against the Hellenist Misyavnim. Rav Tes Rivam Hashem showed that Matisyo was right. May Hashem give us the koiches and the perception to understand the message of Hanukkah. Geri Yezarcho, we are to feel different than the goyim around us, and in this way, bizoicha to the Gula Shlema.